Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mewkey. We're going to be listening to Australian band Midnight Oil and the song Short Memory from their 1982 release 10 to 1. Starting out as the band Farm in 1972, vocalist Peter Garrett joined a year later after answering an advertisement. The name Midnight Oil was chosen in 1976, and the band, Rob Hurst on drums, Jim Morghini on guitar and keyboard, Martin Rotzi on guitar and Peter Gifford on bass, carried through essentially unchanged to their hiatus, which began in 2002 due to Garrett following through on his political aspirations. Bones Hillman, however, replaced Gifford on bass in 1987. The band gave it their all from the very start and performed an extraordinary amount of live gigs. This is significant because in time they built a reputation as one of the tightest and best live acts in the world. They proved this to Australian audiences very early on, with the same result for overseas audience and music stars a little bit later on. For example, the Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan referred to a recent announcement of Midnight Oil's impending reformation as awesome news, noting that they are one of the greatest live bands I've ever seen. The band created that wall of sound that would grab you from the first note and not let you go until they left the stage. With the addition of Garrett's strong vocal and highly impressive visual stage presence, they were a formidable force. If you haven't seen them live in person or video, imagine a band fronted by a very well-built, 6-foot-plus, bald-headed man with veins popping out all over his body, dancing like someone possessed. Each album they released from debut Midnight Oil in 1978 onwards, their audience increased. The Bird Noises EP from 1980 showed a band maturing and going beyond the heavier rock sound that they were renowned for. This was further shown on third album, 1981's Place Without a Postcard, and in particular the single Armistice Day. International recognition came with the release of fourth album, 1982's 10 to 1. A musically adventurous album, it facilitated the band's first shows outside of Australia. There was no stopping them now. It is important to mention the 1986 Blackfella Whitefella tour of Outback Australia that they did with the Wurrumbi Band and Gondwanaland, playing to remote Aboriginal communities and seeing firsthand the seriousness of the issues in health and living standards. This is what prepared them for what was to be the 1987 album Diesel and Dust and the powerful messages that they wanted to make with their songs. The album and all the singles charted high throughout the world. The band had always been driven by their political beliefs. They didn't write about women and beer, but they were now an international band with an international platform. There were four more albums to come, and the band have been cited as influences by many top bands: Green Day, REM, Pearl Jam, and Garbage, just to name a few. In another piece of recognition, back in 2006, Midnight Oil was inducted into the Australian Music Hall of Fame. It has recently been announced that the band are back and will be touring and releasing new music soon. In the meantime, here is the track from what for me is my favourite Midnight Oil album. This is the song Short Memory from their 1982 release 10 to 1.
Conquistador of Mexico, the Zulu and the Navajo, the Belgians in the Congo, short memory. Plantation in Virginia, the Raj in British India, the deadline in South Africa, short memory. The story of El Salvador, the silence of Hiroshima, destruction of Cambodia, short memory. Hilton style, with running water specially bought, short memory. A smallish man, Afghanistan, a watchdog in a nervous land, they're only there to lend a hand, short memory. The friendly five, a dusty smile, wake up in sweat at dead of night. Test
you rise is pain, shot